Welcome to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm your host, Brett Cranson.
And I'm your co-host, Omari White. And we're excited to bring you insights from the decades of experience that we've both garnered in the financial services industry.
And whether you're just starting out on your financial journey or looking to optimize your existing strategies, our goal is to clarify the world of finance and provide you with practical, actionable advice.
And together, we'll explore a wide range of topics that will help you to navigate to your bright financial future.
So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let's jump into today's episode.
Welcome back to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm Brett Cranson, and I'm thrilled to have you join us for another episode of insightful conversations and practical advice on managing your finances. Today, we're diving into a fascinating topic that challenges the conventional approach to investing. We'll explore the benefits of stepping back from the daily whirlwind of market movements and how this approach can offer a surprising, refreshing perspective on managing your investment.
And I'm Omari White. You know, Brett, this topic really resonates with me, right? In today's fast-paced financial world, it's easy to get caught up with my minute updates, the intensity and speed of information, you know, and we'll discuss today the immense value of stepping back and focusing on the big picture. It's the approach that is not just for market gurus. So whether you're starting to dip your toes into investing or you're a full-fledged portfolio manager, there's something here in this episode to be gained from this perspective for everyone.
Absolutely. And it's all about striking that balance between staying informed and not getting overwhelmed by the constant noise. In our episode today, we'll dissect the Rip Van Winkle approach to investing. This concept, inspired by the character who famously slept for 20 years, encourages investors to occasionally detach from the day-to-day market trends and instead focus on your long-term strategies and goals.
Yeah, that's right, Brett. I mean, it's not just about ignoring the markets, but it's about gaining a clear and grounded understanding of what really drives wealth and capital growth over time.
So whether you're reevaluating your investment approach, looking to refine your strategies, or just curious about different perspectives in wealth management, stick around. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and we promise we'll walk away with some food for thought.
So now we're entering to our first segment of today's episode. We'll be talking about the power of disengagement from daily market fluctuations. Now, when we talk about disengagement, we're not suggesting again that you ignore the markets completely. That's not it. It's more about not getting caught up in the daily ups and downs of the market that can often lead to these knee-jerk behavioral actions that essentially take points out of your portfolio. The market is inherently volatile. There's always that the daily prices fluctuate every second, every day. And so trading creates that. And so, you know, if you're going to be influenced by every single market movement and every single price movement, we can see that that will be a fairly unstable way to approach your investing. These price changes are affected by economic news, global events, even the weather affects the volatility of capital markets. So when we step back, we allow ourselves to focus on the bigger picture. We allow ourselves to have a strategic long-term thought about how we approach our investing rather than making investing decisions and actions based on short-term volatile movements. This approach will clearly lead to more well-informed, well-thought-out investment decisions. And really, this is critical to long-term wealth accumulation. This kind of measure twice and cut once approach in investing is how long-term wealth can be accumulated. One of the best ways to do this.
And there's a significant psychological aspect to this as well. The constant bombardment of market news and the roller coaster of stock prices can be a source of significant stress and anxiety for investors. When you're too close to the action, it's easy to get emotionally involved with each dip and rise. The emotional roller coaster can cloud your judgment, leading to impulsive decisions like panic selling at a loss or jumping on a risky investment bandwagon.
Absolutely, Brett. It's just like watching a suspense thriller. And you get very engrossed and close to the TV and you're gripping yourself, and the twists and turns of all of the plot developing really affects your emotion. But if you were to step back and get a clearer picture, a calmer view of the plot, that would ultimately lead to a different reaction. And in investing, this calmness is vital. and allows you to stick to the strategic plan that you've made and your goals without swaying by every market movement and the market hysteria, which, as we said, happens moment by moment in the market. Prices and values change all the time. Your strategic plan needs to be robust enough, and your behavior to be able to adhere to that strategic plan is really what's going to carry the day.
Yeah, and let's not forget the stress has a tangible impact on your overall health and well-being. By dissecting from the day-to-day market frenzy, investors not only make better financial decisions, but also contribute positively to their mental and physical health.
Absolutely. And aren't we always trying to help our clients and advise them of how to gain a healthier relationship with their investments and how to actually have those behaviors, Brett? Really, you know, the essence is understand what you own, be comfortable with what you own, and then have the perspective to be able to evaluate what you own against that current market and recognize whether or not there's anything that needs to be changed in that moment. So, you know, the understanding that markets fluctuate, having that well thought out investment strategy, and then really, you know, that allows you to endure those ups and downs is key to this investment, to this behavioral success of investing.
Yeah, and it's about playing the long game, maintaining your course, and not getting sidetracked by short-term distractions.
So for our listeners out there, think about how you can apply the power of disengagement in your own investment journey.
All right, moving on. So we're going to explore the intriguing world of market predictions and the realities that often unfold. Market predictions are a staple in the financial world. Analysts, experts, even algorithms churn out forecasts about where the markets are headed. But as we've seen from time to time, again, these predictions can be wildly off the mark. Take, for example, we discussed earlier, returning from a lengthy break, to be surprised to find that the market has moved in directions contrary to many experts' predictions. This is a common scenario. Economic indicators, geopolitical events, even unexpected global crises can turn the market on its head, defying even the most educated guesses.
Absolutely true, Brett. And I mean, really, it's that unpredictability that isn't just really limited to the stock market, but really every market. The bond market feels the same symptoms of this. The commodities market, the real estate market, no asset class is immune from this. And this is why you have to have a long-term plan and strategy that is robust and flexible enough. Investment flexibility and investment strategic plans are how you're going to actually achieve the long-term success of investing throughout these changing markets, which are just the very nature of markets in general. We often talk about diversification in investing. And you know, this is really exactly where it plays a key role in maintaining the investments that are going to actually lead to success. By spreading your investments in different asset classes, sectors, geographies, really what you're doing is hedging your risks from any one investment or any one sector, any one geography. So this really provides the ideal positioning for a portfolio that allows you to capture the opportunities when unpredictable events happen. See, no one really knows where the rise of the market will happen, what corridor, what sector, what area will rise first, or how, or the magnitude of that rise. So really positioning yourself, positioning your portfolio so that you can benefit from that rise when it happens. And of course, conversely, positioning your portfolio so you don't get hurt by one area of the market is exactly what diversification delivers to an investment strategy, a very sound aspect of having a very robust investment plan.
Yeah, and let's not overlook the importance of staying updated with a long-term perspective in mind. It's not about reacting to every piece of news, but understanding how these events can potentially impact your long-term investment goals. For instance, a sudden drop in the market might seem alarming, but for the long-term investor, it might present a buying opportunity. On the flip side, a surge in a particular stock might prompt a reevaluation of its position in your portfolio, considering its future growth perspective.
Exactly. And I know we sound like a tongue in a bell, but you know, when you're really informed and you keep yourself and you're anchored by a strong plan, a well thought out investment strategy considers the ebbs and flows of the market and your ability to focus on your long-term objectives rather than short-term market movement allows you to take the behaviors to capture that investment plan. Let's not forget how crucial and critical flexibility can be. Investors have to be prepared to adjust their strategies, because really their plans are based on their life goals. And that's rooted, that's of course anchored to time. And as we step through time, time changes and life circumstances can change too. So what worked 5 years ago may not be the best approach today.
Yeah, it's a great point, Omari. Being adaptive in your investment approach is as important as having a solid strategy in the first place. So to our listeners, remember, while market predictions can provide some guidance, they're not infallible. Balancing these predictions with a well-rounded, flexible investment strategy is key to navigating the uncertainties of the financial world.
So next on Smart Wealth, let's delve into the crucial, often overlooked part of investing, which is the psychology of investing. It's not just about numbers and trends, but it really does involve how you think and feel about your investments and really the massive role that plays in being a successful investor. One of the biggest psychological hurdles in investing is this huge urge to react impulsively to markets. And we've talked about it. It's really instinctive and it's quite natural. And when we see headlines screaming of market falls or market rises or various stock opportunities or investment opportunities, it does innervate the feeling that you should be doing something about this. You should either be selling or buying, and oftentimes in a haste. But here's the thing, the impulses are often the way that leads you astray. Acting on the spur of a moment or any sort of a knee-jerk reaction when taking investment decisions is almost always the wrong direction and the wrong action. It almost always is maligned with your long-term goals. And it's like trying to steer a ship while reacting to every wave that ship passes over. You are most definitely going to end up off course and possibly shipwrecked.
Yeah, and this is where the cost of mental time comes into play. It might sound like science fiction, but it's a powerful tool in making informed financial decisions. Mental time travel involves projecting yourself into the future to consider how a decision you make today will affect you down the line. It's about pausing, taking a step back, and asking yourself, how will I feel about the decision in a year, 5 years, or even a decade?
And that pause is just incredibly revealing. You know, it really allows you to evaluate whether or not your immediate thought and the action that would follow aligns with your long-term goals. It's about, will you sell a solid investment because it has a temporary dip? Or are you considering buying a hyped, not-so-good investment because of all of the hype and not doing any research to support that decision-making? Those are good examples of how that pause allows you to actually manage the risk of those kinds of outcomes.
Yeah, and by engaging in this mental exercise, you're not just avoiding potential mistakes. You're actively fostering a mindset that prioritizes thoughtful, deliberate action over knee-jerk reactions. It's also a way to combat the emotional roller coaster of investing. By visualizing the future, you're reminding yourself of the bigger picture. This doesn't just apply to avoiding negative impulses, but also to recognizing and reinforcing positive, strategic decisions that align with your long-term vision.
Absolutely. And this is not just theory. It's not a theoretical concept. I mean, this has been studied very extensively. And this behavioral finance shows that investors who apply these kinds of psychological strategies, they tend to be more rational and they tend to be less emotionally driven. They tend to be far more successful investors. So to all our listeners, before you make your next investment decision, try a bit of this mental time travel. Imagine your future self looking back at the moment, at this moment, at that decision-making moment. Will you thank yourself for being prudent and a little bit patient? Or would you wish that you'd thought about your decisions and your actions a little bit more thoroughly? What will it be?
Yeah, that's a powerful question. Up next, we'll discuss practical ways to apply this concept and other strategies to manage and the psychological challenges of investing.
All right, it's time to get into some practice, a real practical application of what we've talked about. We've talked about the theory of mental time travel investing. Now let's really apply it to a real world scenario and really how it can improve in your investment decision-making process. One effective way to use this mental time travel concept is to write a letter from and to your future self. Now, this is rooted in the whole best practice of journaling. So I don't think anybody will, it's not on trial that this is effective. But I know it sounds a little bit unorthodox, so just bear with us for a little bit. It's a fantastic tool for you to actually define and visualize your long-term goals. And actually, now this will then actually show you how the impact of your decisions, what impact they will have on your long-term goals. So it's quite powerful. Here's how it works. Imagine 5, 10 years from now, you write a letter to your current self from a future perspective. What would you say? Would you commend the decisions that you made today? Would you offer any advice to the decisions that you or the thoughts that you came up with? Would you warn against any critical actions? How reflective, how introspective would you be?
Yeah, that's a powerful exercise, Omari. To add to that, you can also write a letter from your current self to your future self. Outline your current investment plans, your reasoning, and your expectations. This helps to solidify your current strategy and set a clear benchmark for future evaluation. All right, let's walk through an example. Say you're considering a significant investment in a tech stock because it's been the talk of the town. Write to your future self about this decision. Explain why you think it's a good idea, what you expect to gain from it, and how it aligns with your overall investment strategy.
And in the letter from your future self, consider the decision, how the decision played out. Was the investment successful? Did it align with your long-term goals and strategy? Were your market predictions accurate? Was the market trend the way that you had forecasted it to go? Did it contribute to your overall long-term goals? Or was it a hasty decision influenced more by hype and a lack of solid research and analysis?
Yeah, this exercise isn't just about the specific investment decisions. It's about cultivating a mindset of reflective and critical thinking. It's encouraging you to step out of the present moment hype and noise and think more holistically about your financial future.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's critical and crucial that you're honest in any kind of journaling or any kind of introspection. You know, the quality of it is going to be based on, you know, how open and honest you are about what you've done, how thorough you of the exercise. If it's to be the kind of reference that is of a high quality, that the more detailed and the more realistic you make it, this letter, the more effective it will be to help you to craft and really hone that investment decision-making process.
And remember, this isn't a one-time activity. The financial world is dynamic and your personal circumstances will evolve. Regularly engaging in this mental time travel can help keep your investment strategies aligned with your changing goals and the evolving market landscape.
So to all our listeners, give the technique a try. I mean, it can only improve what you're doing. So the cost of trying is far less than the benefit that you'll gain of honing a better investment decision-making process and really achieving smart wealth.
All right, ready for our final segment for today? We've talked about the psychology of investing and practical strategies like mental time travel. Now let's focus on the importance of a long-term perspective in wealth management. The approach aligns closely with the theme we discussed earlier, the Rip Van Winkle approach to investing. It's about looking beyond the day-to-day fluctuations and focusing on your long-term financial objectives. Whether it's retirement planning, building a college fund, or growing your personal wealth, a long-term perspective is key. It's easy to get swept away by short-term market trends or panic during downturns. But remember, investing is a marathon, not a sprint. Markets have historically shown an upward trajectory over the long term, despite short-term volatilities.
And I think we can't say that enough, Brett. I think that that gets lost at times, especially in the market lows when things don't look. But the reality is that the market has, over multiple decades, trended only upwards. And so really, just to give a personal anecdote, and this did not happen for every one of our investments, we're humble enough to know that we ourselves have learned from the behaviors that we are asking you to guard against, because our experience has taught us, not just theoretically, that those types of reactions don't lead to the right outcomes. But I remember 5 years ago, we took a position in a sector, in a particular name in a sector, and really, after we had invested quite heavily, the sector went down. The whole market went down. And really what we had to do was to think about whether or not we're going to cut our losses and really realize those losses, or were we going to think about if our investment had fundamental characteristics that were still high quality and against our time. Did we have enough time from an investment strategy point of view to be able to hang tight and even to double down to that investment we decided not to double down, but we decided to hold on to the investment. And we fast forward today, and not only has that sector outperformed, or recovered and outperformed, but the names that we had picked in that sector have actually done better than our best expectations. So again, just really reinforced and retaught me that whole value of patience and prudence and sticking to a well-thought-out long-term plan, even if the short-term is painful and discouraging.
Yeah, that's a powerful example, Amari. It underscores the fact that while the markets can be unpredictable in the short term, having a solid long-term investment strategy helps weather these ups and downs. It's also about understanding that your investment journey will evolve. Your strategy should adapt to the life changes that, like career progression, family circumstances, and shifting financial goals. What's crucial is maintaining a clear vision of where you want to be in the long run.
Yeah, and it ties right back to our earlier discussion about the mental time travel. Yeah, revisiting and reassessing your plans and your long-term strategy and how they align with your current actions is crucial. It's, you know, like we like to say, we like to inspect what we expect. How do you know if there's a need for a pivoting? Well, really, it's that measure of how you're progressing in your long-term strategy that's going to really give you the best information. So to our listeners, remember, the path to smart wealth is not just about making the right investments. It's about consistency, patience, prudence, and sticking to a true long-term vision through the highs and the lows of the market.
And with that, we wrap up today's episode. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and strategies to enhance your journey towards smart wealth. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us in 2 weeks for another episode full of practical advice and expert insights. Until then, keep investing in your future.
Thanks for joining us. Goodbye, and we'll see you soon. Happy investing.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. We hope you found our discussion enlightening and feel more equipped to take charge of your financial journey.
Indeed, Brett. And remember, every step forward counts, no matter how small. So if you found this episode to be of value, subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, share it with your friends, and leave us a review.
We're also eager to hear your thoughts, questions, and what financial topics you're interested in for future episodes. Reach out to us on social media. You can find our links in the show notes.
As we look forward to navigating your future financial waters, one episode at a time. So until next time, remember, knowledge is the greatest wealth. So keep investing in yourself. Until next time.